From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. A British police spokesman said the search and evacuation in Sunbury, located in the southwestern outskirts of the capital of London in Britain, got underway after a significant arrest of an 18-year-old man in the port area of Dover. Deputy Assistant Police Commissioner Neil Basu said the young man was arrested on the suspicion of being concerned in the commission, preparation, or instigation of acts of terrorism.
The threat level remains at critical for the time being, but is under constant review. Military personnel have been drafted in to protect our national infrastructure sites, and that's allowed us to put additional armed police officers out there to carry out patrols and protect the public.
Basu also said investigators were keeping an open mind as to whether more than one person was involved in the attack. About 3,000 leftist activists and migrants marched through central Athens to honor activist rapper Pavlos Fesais, murdered by a neo-Nazi sympathizer 4 years ago, and American Heather Heyer, who was killed last month in Charlottesville, Virginia. Bejan Hamdard has the details.
The protesters marched past the U.S. Embassy on their way to the main offices of extreme-right, anti-immigrant Golden Dawn Party, demanding that the offices shut down and party members jailed. Police wouldn't let the march reach the Golden Dawn headquarters and had some firebombs thrown at them. Police responded with tear gas.
The marchers mostly dispersed, but a small group threw more firebombs outside the police headquarters. Three were detained. Turkey's foreign ministry has summoned Germany's ambassador to protest the country for allowing terror propaganda by Kurdish militants. The ministry said that a festival in Cologne used symbols of the outlaw Kurdish Workers' Party, or PKK. This is VOA News.